The latest from our daily newsletter at podnews.net. It's been a bad 24 hours for Apple. The launch of the new Apple Podcasts Connect tool has been plagued with bugs and technical issues, and it's impacted other apps as well. Many podcasters say their shows have completely gone missing within Apple Podcasts and third-party apps that use Apple's API, including this podcast too. The new Apple Podcasts Connect is unavailable for many, some waiting over 24 hours for access. And Apple Podcasts Connect has bugs in it as well, even once you've gained access. It's currently impossible to submit a new show to Apple Podcasts, and it's changing information about already existing shows as well. We've plenty more information in our show notes and our newsletter today. In other podcasting news, goodbye Himalaya. The company is transitioning away from podcasts towards audio courses. They launched in 2019 with $100 million of funding in a statement that was since claimed to be partially false. Hello Deezer. Podcasts in the Deezer music app are now available in Asia, Africa and Oceania. It'll also be free for GloboPay users in Brazil. Reddit has a Clubhouse clone now. Oh, good. The IAB podcast Upfront will be hosted by podcaster Suchin Pak. More than 3,000 ad buyers have registered. CuriousCast announced its Q2 21 slate, including two new fiction titles and an investigative politics series. TED is to join Podcast Radio. The UK radio station will feature some of TED's most popular podcasts. Goodbye the Westwood One Podcast Network. That has a new name. It's now the Cumulus Podcast Network. Talkhouse and Osiris Media have created a new sales joint venture. Meanwhile, Crossover Media Group sales will represent Counterpoint and Political Voices Network's new multi-platform home for political humour. And nominees have been announced for the Webby Awards. You can vote for the People's Choice Awards. Voting is also open for the Maryland Podcast Awards, and the winners for the Publisher Podcast Awards were announced. And there's plenty more in our newsletter today. For all the links, we're at podnews.net.